no place in the Carolinas has more aerospace companies than Monroe.
Those companies do a lot of international work.
North Carolina Aviation Director Richard Walls.
So being able to bring flights and cargo directly into Monroe allows all that cargo to get into those factories and into those aerospace companies much more quickly, much more efficiently.
Right now, those companies have two choices for international flights on private jets: fly into a commercial airport like Charlotte Douglas, or land in a non-commercial airport that's been approved by Customs and Border Control. The Federal Register lists only 49 of these across the country, and the closest is in Myrtle Beach. But now Monroe has been approved to build a customs desk. Chris Platte is Monroe's Executive Director of Economic Development and Aviation, and he says that's a huge advantage for the region's businesses.
They can come straight home, either where the aircraft is based or where they're coming in to do business in the Charlotte region. That they can come flying into here rather than going in and dealing with all the traffic associated with a larger airport like a Charlotte Douglas or any other carrier airport.
Platte anticipates more companies, and not just the area's aviation industry, will want to park their jets at Monroe, and that will bring business and tax revenue to the county. He estimates the new building will receive final approval from Border Control next year, and it will cost less than $1 million to construct. Housing customs officers will add some additional cost to Monroe flyers. Platte says about $160,000 a year. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.